Good morning, everybody. So good to get to be here with you today. I'm Liz, and I'm the Community Life Pastor here at The Vineyard. Over these last couple of months, we've been talking about how to live a life worth living. Today, we are starting a new series called Life Together. It's all about Jesus and small groups. When I talk about small groups, I simply mean groups of people gathered together with Jesus. For me, and for so many people I know, small groups have been a place where we've met with Jesus and we've experienced the good life he has for us. But today, I know for many of us, it can be hard to even think about signing up for anything new. We are in such a crazy, intense season. I still have moments where I feel disoriented and I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing. Maybe you can relate. About once a week when my alarm goes off, I wake up ready to jump out of bed. I'm ready to take the kids to school and then go into the office for work. But then I remember that the kids aren't going into school because school is closed. And I'm not going into the office because the office is closed, because we're in a pandemic. And it's just an overall intense season. We're experiencing a powerful civil rights movement, an upcoming divisive election, and an economic crisis. So I want to take a moment this morning to reorient ourselves with Jesus and his heart for us in community. We're going to look at the big picture of God's plan for small groups and then talk about what it means for us today. I want to open us up in prayer and then we'll get started. Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence here with us today. We are so grateful for your love for us. Jesus, in the middle of everything that's happening right now, would you come and would you speak to our hearts? Amen. So we're going to look at Matthew 28, 18 to 20. These are some of Jesus' last words to his followers. They were a group of mostly fishermen, and they had spent their last few years following Jesus and spending all of their time together. Jesus had just been killed on a cross in front of them, and then he rose from the dead, and he came back to life to spend time with them. These are some of his last words to them before he went up to heaven. Here they are. Jesus came, and he told his disciples, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach these disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the very end of the age." Jesus is calling this little group of mostly fishermen to a radical, cross-cultural, worldwide mission of sharing the gospel with all people. So how do you think they were feeling? They were probably scared out of their minds, right? Let's look at what they did next. I'm going to look at Acts 2, 42 to 47. So first, the Holy Spirit fell on them at Pentecost to empower them to go out. Then this is what happens next. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. So how did they live out this radical, cross-cultural, worldwide mission to share the gospel with all people? They started small groups. They gathered in each other's homes to worship God and eat together and to care for everybody who had need. And the Lord added daily to their number those who were being saved. Then as this group grew, they sent out people to start another group and another group and another group. They started groups in their village and the next town over and the next village over that. And then they just kept going. And these groups of people sharing the gospel spread all over the world. And that's why we're here today. Jesus is inviting each one of us here to be part of it. It's pretty exciting, huh? I want to take a moment to look back at one verse. I want to look at Acts 2:47. It says, "The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved." This is such a powerful verse here, because what was happening here was that as Jesus was transforming the disciples' lives, they became so attractive to the people around them. They were a really vibrant, joy-filled, exciting group of people to be with. And people who were on the outside looking in were thinking, "I want to be a part of that." And so they did enter in, and they experienced Jesus, and they gave their lives to following him. And the movement just kept going forward. You know, the story of these early believers is my story too. I actually started following Jesus in a small group. I didn't consider myself to be a Christian for the first part of my life. I had been to church, but I mostly thought it was boring. I thought if God were real, he wouldn't be anything like what I had experienced in church. I mostly thought Christians were boring, and I was pretty sure they were judging me for something. But I remember daydreaming and wondering, is there more to life than this? There has to be something better. Because overall, I had a good life, but I just didn't feel like I had experienced whatever it was I was looking for. When I was 17, I heard about a Christian group at my school, and they were going on a service trip together. And it sounded fun. I thought if God was anywhere, he might be there. So I signed up for the group. And Jesus met me there. As we were serving together, I felt God's love and his presence in such a tangible way. It was like nothing I had ever experienced before. In the evenings, we'd meet together to worship together and pray for each other. And I remember they would pray for each other like they believed God was right there in the room with us. I was so drawn in. I remember thinking, I want to do this for the rest of my life. Not too long after that, I gave my life to following Jesus. And that first small group I was in, they were so kind to me. I was so awkward. I didn't talk in the group for about the first 6 weeks because I didn't know what I was supposed to say. They taught me how to pray, how to read the Bible, and how to follow Jesus with my whole life. That was 23 years ago, and I've been part of a small group ever since. Jesus has met with me over and over and over again and transformed my life. Right now, I'm in probably the most busy season of my life so far, and still I can't imagine not being part of a group. My husband is in medical school, and we have 2 kids doing school from home right now. And I'm part of a Zoom group where we pray for each other because we all need it, and a family group where we go out and we serve together. They have been so good for my heart. I want to share with you, these are pictures of when our group went out this summer to surprise some of our senior friends. We sang songs, and we brought flowers and treats, and it was such a fun day. I've seen God move so powerfully in groups at the Evanston Vineyard over the years. So I thought it would be fun right now to take a moment, if you're on chat, if you've been part of a small group that made a difference in your life, could you post a word or two about what you experienced? It could be friendship, strength, healing, a sense of purpose, however Jesus moved in your life when you were part of a group. Why don't you take a moment right now? If you've got something, you can just post it in the chat. Then we can all see what God has been up to. I could tell you story after story of God healing marriages, setting people free from addiction, meeting people in their loneliness, and inviting them into the fullness of the life he has for them. I know so many of you have these stories too. So what does this mean for us today? In the fall of 2020, where so much of our lives in our city have been turned upside down. I believe that Jesus is once again inviting us to enter in. As we meet together with Jesus in groups, we experience the joy and the passion and the sense of purpose of the first disciples. And Jesus transforms us more and more into the people he created us to be. We become the best friends and the best neighbors and the best students and the best wives and the best husbands and the best parents and the best workers and the best everything as Jesus transforms our hearts and our minds. Right now, so much of the Chicago area is hurting. So many people have lost loved ones to COVID. We've long experienced systemic racism in our city, and we're in the middle of an economic crisis. Our culture is becoming more and more disconnected and lonely. So many people are trying to figure out what to do with themselves. We are living in a challenging time. But I also believe we're living in a time of incredible opportunity. I believe God is calling us as the Evanston Vineyard to be a light to our city. I believe he's calling us as a community to be bringers of his justice and hope and love and healing. We do this simply by entering into the fullness of the life Jesus has for us. So as I'm sharing this, I know there are very real reasons why it's hard to be in a group. Some of us work long hours and our schedules are complicated. We may have family members we're caring for. We may have kids we're homeschooling and they also have nap times and bedtimes we're trying to keep. We're tired of Zoom and we don't like wearing masks. We may have had bad experiences with a group or we're afraid of being judged. Or we're just maxed out and tired right now. I know I personally felt all of these at one time or another. But I guess what I would say today is, it is so worth it. It is so worth it. Being part of God's kingdom moving forward is the best, most fun thing you could ever be part of. If you ask Jesus, I believe that he will make a way for you to be part of a group. So many times I've seen people take a risk and change their work schedule or shift their family schedule or show up to group when they're tired or just not feeling it. And over and over and over again, I've seen Jesus meet with them in just the way he needed them. And I want to say, if you're listening and you don't consider yourself to be a Christian, I would still encourage you to check out a group. For me, it was such a crazy, weird experience my first time, but it ended up being totally life-changing for me. I think Jesus this morning is inviting each of us here to enter in. He's inviting us to enter into the fullness of the life he has for us. If you are already part of a small group, it could be outside the vineyard. That's awesome. I want to encourage you in that. But if you're not part of a group, I'd invite you to take a step of faith today and join one. We have a number of people who are starting new groups for the fall, and they would absolutely love for you to be part of one. They're listed on our website, and we're going to put a link in the chat to them right now. So I want to close us in prayer. Jesus, we are so grateful for your love for us. Would you come now, and would you help us to enter into the life you have for us? Would you come, and would you move through us to be bringers of your justice and your hope to our city? Amen. Anna, thank you so much for being here with us today. Have a great rest of your day.